You know, I only have one button to push, right? Record. I only have one button to push. And right before I push the button, can you imagine I'm clamoring to find the mouse and to put the arrow on the record button to get it in line as if I'm, what, starting a spaceship, right? And then my glasses. Where's my glasses and my African blend coffee? Has God been good or what? I say all the time, God is good all the time, and I'm not. That's why it's so wonderful that God works overtime. He's good all the time and I'm not. And he works overtime for me, for you. Chapter 3, Free Fall, 2021. Chapter 3, Free Fall, 2021. Sounds like kind of a theme park ride, right? Six Flags or Disneyland's latest and greatest ride, Conquer the Beast. Ride the Free Fall Experience. Get a t-shirt and a hat. Wow, that sounded pretty good. That's like a commercial, right? Right? Free Fall. Free Fall. Six Flags, Disneyland, greatest ride, Conquer the Beast. Ride the Free Fall Experience. Get a t-shirt and a hat. Hey, chapter. Chapter 3, Free Fall, is not a theme park ride, I assure you. But it is the scariest experience any of us can have in this lifetime. It is the realization that you have lost complete control in your life, and there isn't anything you can do about it. Anything. You are completely powerless, and all that you, all that it is you, is tumbling out of control. This is the point. You are out of options, and nothing can be done. Your business, your life are out of control, out of your control. You may not realize it at the time, but you will, right? Ha ha, what do you mean you don't, might not realize I'm in catastrophic failure and I wouldn't notice? Well, yeah. For me, it was like I just fell off of a 79-story building, right? All is cool as I pass floor 54. The view is spectacular and the fresh air is lovely. We all know the end of the story. Free fall is an indisputable failure that can only be interrupted by God, at least in my case. Only interrupted by God. What causes free fall? Well, I want you to know as I talk to you this morning, all kinds of things interrupt God's work for you. The original blueprint we talked about, all kinds of things come and interrupt them. Interrupt what your path is, including your own brain. You're not good enough. Like right now, again, the crash trucks are out in front. They're supposed to come on Tuesday, but today they came on Wednesday because I was talking about free fall. It interrupts my thought. It irritates me. It sidetracks me. So does my self-esteem, right? Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe everything I'm doing is just foolish. Maybe I need to get with it. Get in with the in crowd, the hipsters, the people that, you know, got it going on. But I can't get in. I'm not good enough, right? I'm not good enough for the hipsters. Thank God I'm not good enough for the hipsters, I suppose. Right? But it's still in my mind. Maybe I'm just foolish. These things we fight with God every day, but let's get back to chapter 3, Free Fall. All is cool as I pass floor 54. The view is spectacular, and the fresh air is lovely. It's that first stop that is the problem, right? Multiple abuses. What multiple abuses of fiduciary duty cause a free fall? Multiple abuses. Multiple abuses. Accepting point negative, I call it. What's a point negative? Accepting the wrong thing, the incorrect thing, co-signing bad behavior, either yours or others, until you simply do it one more time. The proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back. How many point negatives does it take to create a free fall? Well, nobody knows. Might be this one, though, right? Might be the next. Will you get caught this time or not? In my case, I pushed it too far. I pushed it too far, and I met what I know, what I now know. I call it my origin of failure. My origin of failure. The point I stepped off the building. The final point negative that I stepped off the building into a free fall. 3 points there. Point negative. Point negative. Origin of failure. Free fall. Once I walk through the origin of failure, I cannot escape free fall. For me, it was all over. And without God, everything is over. But for me, it was all over, and I had to start again. I lost everything. I lost myself. I lost everything. However, he did spare my actual life so that I could have another chance. Thank you, Jesus. Great story for another day, okay? Let's give examples of point negative so you got it. Not picking up a check when people need to pay you. In your business, giving credit to customers when you're not a bank, lying, cheating, blaming others, not minding the store, not servicing your car, not paying your taxes. Do I need to go on? Sure I do. Sure I need to go on. You bet. Drinking and driving. Drinking and doing anything. Just drinking and dying. Drugs, gambling, dumb relationships. You've heard me speak of the four headless horsemen. The demons that come after your head, yeah, baby, because they don't have a head, they're coming after your head. Alcohol, drugs, gambling, dumb relationships, you finally give out. You finally give out. You give in to that point negative one more time, and you give out. You lose your footing on solid ground. The last walk to the edge, I call it. The final point negative in your fall, origin of failure, the stepping off into a free fall. The point of no return, you've finally done it. I did it. Me and my arrogance, inept attitude, my ignorance without the word, my ignorance without the word, left me without a parachute, and I'm going down. Down, I'm going down. And right before that, I was thinking, I've been through it before, it's going to be okay. I've been through it before, it's going to be okay, right? I kind of felt impervious to catastrophic failure. Like Teflon, it seemed to, the crud just seemed to slip off of me. I got away with it one more time. Nobody believes it. I didn't. Until they see the end. Proverbs 26:12. Let's get to scripture. Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Oh yeah. Can you dig that? Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. How do you avoid a free fall? Good question. Read the book. Stay close to Christ. Well, we talk about that all the time. Seems to be the answer to everything. Yep, it does. You see, there seems to be one answer to multiple problems. So I have to give you the multiple problems so you can get to the same solution. The solution is Christ in the book, but there are multiple problems. Those multiple problems need to be identified. So that you and I in fellowship can see what's happening, what the devil is bringing against us, what life is bringing against us, what our own minds are bringing against us. Is the devil busy all the time? Do you know the devil is not omnipotent? He can't be everywhere at one time like the Lord. He only has to pick and choose places that he's got to be. So he can't be on your head all the time. However, once we have made a suggestion from him that we need to be this or that, that suggestion can cause a lot of trouble in our heads. The solution is the book and Christ. You avoid free fall by taking care of all relationships and gifts that you have been given. I like your family, your business, your mind, your health, car, house, children, employees, law, the seven disciplines, the triangle. Find these lessons on the website. The disciplines of running a business, the triangle of taking care of your life. Find these lessons on the website. I teach them, but you need them more than once a year, right? Employ wisdom daily. You want to know what wisdom is? It says get wisdom, no matter what it costs. Get wisdom. That's what Scripture says. Be honest, fair, and an example of a good Christian. And repeat. Stay close to Jesus. I repeat. Repeat. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. This sounds so altruistic. You and I both know that I believe, well, I don't know if you guys know it, altruistic seems to be a full of baloney word. I hear it all the time. I'm doing this for my fellow man. I call nonsense on that, right? I call nonsense on that. There is a God, and you're not it. You've heard me say it so many times. You got to take care of your own list. We're having a rough enough time taking care of the list he gave us, much less taking care of anybody else. There is a God, and you're not it. Every one of us knows how to behave, but we don't. Why? I'll read you a little story by Paul. Paul the apostle wrote in Romans 7:15. Now dig this. This is a man like talking to you, like suddenly, I have a special guest today. I've invited Paul the apostle, and he has a few words to share with you. So it's not like reading scripture. Think of it like a man who is breathing the word of God, a message from God, right to you. And he's identifying with who you are and what we are challenged by, right? What we are challenged by. So without further ado, I introduce my friend, my associate, Paul the Apostle, to share with you his story that is outlined in Romans 7 in the New Testament. Hello, everybody. My name is Paul the Apostle, and I came to share with you because I know that you guys are company owners and leaders in your community and brothers in Christ, but we are challenged by that every day. I want you to know that even the disciples, even men of God, we are all challenged by it. I thought I would share that with you today so that you didn't feel like you were the only stupid person in the room. I felt that feeling before and I don't like it, so I thought I'd come to you and share with you a couple of words of wisdom today. So if you don't mind, may I? This is what Paul has written. This is what is written. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me. That is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep doing. I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it. But it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself, in my mind, am a slave to God's law. But in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. Thanks, everybody, for letting me share. Thank you, Paul the Apostle, for coming by. What does this say? It says even the best of them are plagued with sin. Plagued with sin. Contemptuous ugliness, plagued by it. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, wow. Wow. A slave to the law of sin. I want to be a slave. See, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law. But in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. Can't do two masters, can you? Huh? I can't. Neither can you. You got to pick. But you got to work at it. I got to work at it. How'd I do things? Here's three things I try to remember. In my business. By the way, my business saves me every day. Because I got to act right in my business. And if I can act right in my business, everything is everything. I end up acting right everywhere. One. Three things to remember. Maybe they'll help you. Make adjustments in yourself. Live by the rules and make things right when you fail. Be consistent. Design all dealings honest and good for all parties. Not just good for you. Good for them. Not just good for them, good for you. Payment schedules that work. Do a good job for an honest day's work. Make a deal. Sometimes you can't get as much as you want, but you get the job. Everybody makes a little money. Everybody does well. Number one, it's a win-win. Number one, win-win in all your affairs. Two, study what the Bible says about all aspects of fairness and good living. Study it. What does it say about fairness and good living? Because it doesn't tell you to be kind and gentle to fools. Sometimes it tells you to tell people they're stupid. Sometimes it tells you, come on. The Bible will tell you how to handle situations. Study the Bible. What does it say about aspects of fairness? Sometimes it says you can't do anything, you got to pray about it. You want to do something, you're like, wait a minute, let me check another page here. Where does it tell me how to come down on this guy like a steel trap? Now, sometimes it says you just got to pray about it. You got to turn it over to God. There is a God and you're not it. Number three, do an in-depth study of what makes your customers tick. Personally, professionally, be interested in them. Grateful for every single one of them. Do as much personal contact as humanly possible so you can know them better than your competitors. Be helpful to those business associates in your life. Be helpful to people. And work on honor, patience, and understanding in all your affairs. Now, I'm going to give you a scripture on that, but I want you to dig what I just said. Being interested in people, that's how you get paid. That's how you get dividends in life. The dividends in life of living a godly life. Caring about people like God cares about you. Well, I got to care about the people that don't pay me? No, you don't. You are here to be in servitude, to serve. Okay? Serve means there's a trade. I serve the Lord, and what has He given me for free, by the way? Redemption, yes. Eternal salvation, yes. Wisdom of the Holy Spirit. I want to serve the Lord. I can't outgive God. God has paid me more than anyone could ever pay me. But when we're out there working, if you're working for somebody that's not paying you, you won't be able to help somebody who can pay you. Somebody who is worth it. Somebody who is earning their money to try to do what needs to be done. You got to get paid, James 3:17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is, first of all, pure. Then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. You can be very sincere with people, but you got to say, I have a business. God has given me a business. I have to get paid. Let me see what you're doing, and when you get a little closer, this is what I do. This is what I do. That's being interested in people. What do you do? I could do that with you. I could do that. This is what it would cost to do that. I could give you a break on the price, a one-time break on the price. I could. And I will. I will help you when you're ready and you have that money set aside. Let's put that deal together and see what it yields your business. That's being interested in people. Being interested in caring about people. And you'll notice when you get done with work that those people outside of work, you're better with everyone. You're better with everyone because everything is everything. I'm telling you, kids, it is challenging to be a good person. But it is easier than being a jerk. It seems harder, but it's actually easier. It's actually easier. Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Chapter 3, free fall. It's short, but it's real. Where the rubber meets the road. The miracle is that you still have a business and you're still alive. All of you here have experienced a free fall. I have met all of you in a free fall. Well, there's a couple of you, not so much. I caught you before it. Excuse me. But before is a dangerous place because you don't know it can happen. You believe yourself to be impervious from the problem. That is a problem that just happens to those people who aren't paying attention. Beware, my friends, of the arrogance and pompous attitude that can happen in each and every one of us there. But for the grace of God, go I. Be cautioned. For those of you who experienced the free fall, you know that only God can stop it. You still have your business and you're still alive. The blessing is every challenge in your life, even the ones that you're having right now. Challenge makes you better. And wisdom comes from applied knowledge and experience. I have a quote by a man named Patrick. If you want to ask him about it, I'll give you his number. A quote by Patrick. If you quit integrating a better you, a lousy you will prevail. Yeah, if you want a quote by Patrick, 2021. If you quit integrating a better you, a lousy you will prevail. Proverbs 18:9. Whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. That means if you're not doing your job of being a good person, you're a brother to the devil, to him who destroys, to the evil of the world. Okay, so chapter 3, free fall. What's the big takeaway? The big takeaway. Romans 10:9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Dun, 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 dun. You are all the recipient of that scripture, as I am. He saved me in a free fall, and clearly many of us on this phone. However, had I continued in my selfish ways, had I not recognized my Savior, or if I decided to go back and visit the old me, perhaps if that happens to you, if you think it's time to go back and visit the old you, perhaps you will remember, as I do, the following scripture. Proverbs 27:12. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. You get it? The prudent see danger and they hide from it. They take refuge. But the simple-minded, keep going and pay the penalty. How do you not be simple-minded? Sounds like that's okay, being simple-minded. Simple-minded is not paying attention to knowledge and wisdom, the scripture, your experience, the wisdom, the knowledge that God has given you. You keep going in your old ways, you will pay the penalty. You will pay the penalty. So it simply means stupid. And stupid is very expensive, isn't it? Very expensive. Fiduciary is hard. Fiduciary. We are all fiduciaries in our business, in our lives. Fiduciary is hard, complicated. But it's a much better way. It's a much better way. Free fall, chapter 3. Operating without scripture, without a heart for stewardship, without honor, without Him. Let me say it again, free fall, chapter 3, operating without scripture, without a heart for stewardship, without honor, without him, you will be introduced to a free fall. If you operate without scripture, if you operate without a heart for stewardship, if you operate without honor, if you operate without him, you will find yourself in the introductory course to free fall. No, you'll be completely committed. You will find yourself completely committed in a free fall. Call out his name and turn away from the ledge you might find yourself standing on. Can that happen again to any and all of us? You bet, you bet, you bet. And in the grace of God there, but for the grace of God go I. Yes, yes. Be advised, be aware, be clear. Stay the course. Fight the enemy. Use the Lord. Talk to him about your challenges, as do I, as will I today. The challenges that are bugging me, bothering me, making me feel badly. I will discuss it with the Lord today. And I don't know how. I will tell him that too. I don't know how to discuss this. It's problems for me. It's problems. Stay current with him. Stay current, lest you find yourself on that ledge. Turn away. Turn away from your old ways, from your own way of thinking. Ask God to think his way. Ask God if it'd be okay with him if today you could think about things the way he does. And if he would walk with you on the projects and invite him to work on some of your projects. He loves it. I have found that the Lord enjoys spending time with me, doing whatever I'm doing. Whatever chores I'm doing, whatever, he enjoys helping out. It's truth. He enjoys helping out. He enjoys his children. Oh Lord, I pray for your children we've gone astray. Oh Lord, I pray, take sin away from me. Oh Lord, I pray this melody to you. Oh Lord, I pray, keep me in your loving arms today. What a great thing we get to do every Wednesday. Johnny, I think it'd be time for a prayer and to get us all back to work.